from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Our mindset regarding the first team or the first wave of terror, if you will, last week they played about 2 series, roughly offensively and defensively. We have a mindset of playing roughly 4 this time around, but that's subject to change based on what it is that we see. If they're highly effective and productive and we get good quality work, we might move on from them to get more of an exposure to the other guys. And so that's a template in which we work. It's not etched in stone. We had a 2-series mentality last time out. This time out, we kind of got a 4-series mentality.
So there you go, Mike Tomlin. Starters are going to play 4 series-ish. Depends on what happens. If they're really good, they'll play less. If they're not so good, they'll play 4 series. I'd like to see 4 series out of the starters. The reason the music got faded out so quickly there, I would imagine, it's because Callis is going to the bathroom.
Yes.
He just waddled right off.
Yep, quick too.
It was right out of there.
Boop, 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 boop.
Hot, hot, hot. And then just bang, right up the line.
Gone.
It just Jalen waddled his way to the bathroom there. Mike Tomlin, when asked by Brooke Pryor, because he was kind of ambiguous about this in his preamble, what's the deal with Russ? He's starting. So unless there's a setback with the calf, which there shouldn't be because there wasn't a practice yesterday, Russ Wilson will be your starting quarterback, and that's what I want to talk about to begin this Football Friday show. But before we do...
First wave of terror, if you will.
What are we doing?
First wave of terror.
What are we doing? That is the most Mike Tomlin Tomlinism that there's ever been, I think. That is the most Mike Tomlin thing ever. In a preseason game, just for no reason at all. He didn't have to say this. He wasn't asked anything. This was in his monologue. First string, the starters, or...
First wave of terror, if you will.
First wave of terror, if you will.
If you will. If you will. What if I won't? What if I won't? What if I don't want to call them the first wave of terror? That's what it should say on the depth chart. The next time the Steelers publish their public depth chart, it should say first wave of terror, second wave of terror, third wave of terror, and then guys that are going to get cut at the end of the month.
Yes.
That's what it should read.
First wave of terror.
And someone tweeted us and said that at least for today, we should be the
first wave of terror
show.
Yes.
The first wave of terror show. So we will adopt that moniker.
I love it. First wave of terror.
Because we really are.
Uh-huh.
You got Starkey and Zeiss at 10.
Yep.
Although I think Donnie's filling in for them today.
Both of them?
Yeah. They're golfing. They're golfing. They're out today. So that'll be the second wave of terror. Pony and Mueller, that'll be the third wave of terror.
Yes.
And then it is terrifying. The Pirates will be on tonight, though Paul Skeens is on
there.
Oh, yeah. You ever ride that?
No, but no, I don't know. I don't like that.
Did you ever do the Pitfall?
Yes. Don't like it.
No.
I'm good.
No.
I did one time, and then I was good.
Anything that pushes my testicles into my throat, I'm out on.
Yes.
Don't need it.
Mm-mm.
Don't need it.
I'm good.
I got made fun of at Kenny Wood Day back in the day, probably 6th grade. Whole class goes. Everybody's riding everything, and I just sat there.
Just watched.
Give me your phones. You just hand me your phones.
I'll hold them.
I'll hold them.
First wave of terror, if you will.
If you will. It is 6:05. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. And we remind you that the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You can see already, we're going to have a ton of fun on today's show.
Mm-hmm.
Great guests, loosey-goosey, which means we'd like to hear from you at 412-928-9370. And I have a lot of questions about the preseason game tomorrow. What do you want to see from Russ Wilson, Doran, and listeners at 412-928-9370?
Rhythm. Just rhythm. Nothing too crazy. He doesn't need to get to, and they won't put him in harm's way. And, you know, we talked about the play action. I thought Pat Bostic did a fantastic job breaking that down yesterday. If you missed that, I guess you can go back and listen to it.
Rewind feature Odyssey app. It's really good.
They're really good, and it makes a lot of sense. So, I don't know how much, like, play action he'll do, but just the rhythm-based throws to get the offense moving. Not necessarily one player, not necessarily George Pickens, and they probably will try to feature George a little bit early. I think they'll do that in every game. But I want to see the rhythm that Russ does bring to the table, and not just a rhythm of throwing, but a rhythm of the offense and how he's in command of the offense and kind of the things we wanted to see out of Justin Fields. But now we're graduating to, you know, calculus. We're graduating to the high level of math, and I want to see how it you know, breaks down.
I'm with you. And Mike Tomlin, in his press conference, he did the thing where he talks about practice is practice, and in stadium you want to see growth. And he basically ripped their special teams up and down. But that's not sexy. Figure out the special teams, please. I don't ask how. I just ask that the special teams doesn't look like crap when the regular season starts. But he wants to see production. He wants to see good play. And so at a base level, can we snap the ball to the quarterback? Can we just see that? That'd be good. So first thing I want to see, QC exchange, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Should be Zach Frazier starting.
Correct.
Because Herbig's been banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin said guys are day-to-day training camp injuries, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked about Herbig, said he'd leave the light on for those guys and that Herbig would fit into that category. Best educated guess, it's probably not going to be Herbig. So Zach Frazier, going to be, in all likelihood, your starting center. And I would think he's going to go beyond those four series. I think if you are a young starter, if you're a rookie, if you're a second-year guy, might even see it with Broderick Jones, Keanu Benton, I would imagine that, yeah, you're going to get the starter reps. You're probably going to go until halftime. That's the way he's generally done these kinds of things in the past.
You also want to get him reps with Fields, too. More reps with Fields.
Great call.
You want to make sure that they get a camaraderie down. But this is a big time significant moment, and you know we have a lot to break down. But this is a huge moment for Zach Frazier because this could be the time where we see him start to blossom. He's going to get this opportunity. If it goes well, if it goes smooth, he's going to be the guy, and we're always going to remember this moment of him, his first time of being a starter in a preseason against the Buffalo Bills at Acrisure Stadium. And it's all, you know, uphill for him from here. So this is very significant that, you know, he does the things well. He doesn't have to do anything crazy. But go in there and be a guy. That
he's solid.
Knows, but he is solid.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that. That's why they drafted him. That's why he was one of the best centers in college football. Like,
you know what I watched yesterday?
What'd you watch?
I'm such a dork. West Virginia, Cincinnati from last year.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Great anniversary present for my wife.
Right.
Let's watch the 6-4 Mountaineers against the 3-7 Cincinnati Bearcats. And they got that dude, Don Corleone, who was the highest graded defender in all of college football going into last year.
Yes.
Guy's a stud. Saw him against Pitt.
Yeah. Tore him up.
Guy's a stud. Zach Frazier's moving him.
Oh, see.
Just moving him.
Yeah.
Now, he got his a little bit too at times, but yeah. That's a pro. That dude, and I mean, that's where I was watching. So Zach Frazier, he's going to be just fine.
Significant.
He's going to be significant.
Significant moment for him Saturday.
It is, and Dulac reported that the Steelers view Troy Faltanu already as their second-best offensive lineman. Are we guessing that it's Seumalo that they think is their
know.
First best?
I was just about to ask.
Is it James Daniels, who I thought was pretty solid last year? I don't think it's Broderick because they wouldn't have him battle at left tackle. What I want is about halfway through this year, Zach Frazier to be part of that conversation.
He's going to have to be.
This was supposed to be the Russ Wilson segment, but center Q exchange.
It's the same thing.
And you did hear the Bostic breakdown yesterday, which was fabulous. I want to see the routine things, to borrow a Tomlinism, done routinely. And I do think we're probably going to see a Russ Wilson that is itching and eager to prove himself. And I do expect it to be smooth. And I'm hoping that it's smooth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
But this is a very unique situation, and I totally agree with you. He's going to be itching to get out there. He's going to be itching to prove himself in a new uniform. But this isn't going to be like a prove it itching situation like Mitch Trubisky, where he goes in there and it's like, all right, this is my moment, and he starts forcing things. Russ is more level headed and has had so much experience playing this position that he's going to be itching, but he's also going to know he has to play within the offense and do the right things.
I think that's how he, quote-unquote, proves himself. Because right. You're right. He's going to be the starting quarterback. You're not going to win over any of your naysayers in preseason game number one for you. And he knows that. The only way, and we've talked about this, the only way things would even get uncomfortable for us is if he somehow goes out there and is an absolute shell of himself, a total disaster. Right. And then when Justin Fields gets his opportunity, you go, oh my God, look at this guy's talent all coming to fruition right at this very moment. If Russ goes out there and just executes and they don't have Steelers on Steelers crime, as Tomlin said, the press conference yesterday, then he'll have outperformed what Justin Fields did the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did shoot themselves in the foot a little bit. So just go out there, run the offense, don't screw it up. And that's kind of what you're expecting out of Russ this year, right? Like, I don't know that he needs to go out there and be Pro Bowl level quarterback, but if you convert third downs, don't turn the football over, throw touchdowns, non-interceptions in the red zone, and make the occasional play with your legs, that's what you're looking for from Russ.
Yes.
And so I want to see some of that today. Apparently the Bills had a ton of trouble with the QB read game yesterday from the Steelers.
Yeah.
According to reports.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields in 7 shots, got outside, walk-in touchdown. Walk in. And then I was encouraged to read that there was a little of that from Russ, too, whose legs have been less effective in recent years. And you don't want to read too much into a practice, but just that added extra element of running the football. Maybe you want to see that on display from Russ, too.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Not too much to where you're going to hurt that calf. Right. And that's the most important thing. Don't go out there and re-aggravate. Because then you're not playing game one.
Exactly.
And now if you're Russ, you might be scared.
Yes. That's flirting with the disaster.
For him.
Yes.
For him it is, yeah.
That's why this is significant as well. Because, I mean, he's not young. And whenever you do rehab and you can come back from injuries, but it takes longer.
Right?
It takes a lot longer. Whenever you're 35 years old compared to 22.
I think Cam Hayward talked about that last year.
Absolutely. It takes a lot longer. And they know, you know, they, you know, their trainers are, you know, they make a lot of money, but doing what they do. So they know if he's ready or not, but that's all it takes is, you know, something to go wrong, and knock on wood, we never want anybody to get hurt, but that would be a significant situation to monitor, because if Justin Fields would end up being the starter in Atlanta and say Russ did it re-aggravate, I mean, Justin Fields plays well, that's it.
Yeah. You will not see the field as a Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback in the regular season if you get hurt in one of these games.
Correct.
because Justin Fields could go out there and you could win football games, even if he's not the guy. The reason why you win the games, if you're winning games with that guy at quarterback, you're not going to turn it over to the other guy.
No.
So that is massive for Russ Wilson as well, staying healthy. What do you want to see from Russ tonight? I'm really excited to watch him play in the games tomorrow. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.